This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Jones, your host, and Owen Schroyer is about to take over. I'll be joining in the transmission in about 30 minutes live from the road. Well, the big question is, are we under martial law? That's what outgoing Hawaiian Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard just asked Joe Biden. And the answer is, of course we are, but it's not Joe Biden's martial law. He's a figurehead. It is a UN, Davos Group, world government reset. All these unpopular governments that were hanging on by fraud in France, in Germany, in Spain, and other areas, they have all used the ongoing lockdowns as their pretext for control. And as I predicted 6 months ago, the lockdowns would be extended over and over again, and then once they stole the election from Trump, they would then morph the medical martial law, which is physical martial law already on the streets, into a permanent military martial law. This is all part of normalization ahead of forced economic global collapse. They want to put us onto a guaranteed universal income so they can dictate every aspect of our lives. And now what we predicted decades ago is official. Once they make everybody go on welfare, that's what this is, then they can make you all take whatever inoculations they want of gene therapies and aren't even vaccines that will then, of course, give you cancer, sterilize you, whatever the globalists want. This is next level. And once the media and the culture goes along with this, it'll be too evil to fail, just like autism. Hundreds of millions of people have gotten sick from the vaccines conservatively. But once the public goes along with the cover-up, it becomes too evil to fail, a term I've coined. So I'll be on in 30 minutes with Owen laying all of this out. Yes, it's despotic. Yes, it's scary. Yes, it's depressing. But folks, now understand, I didn't say all this stuff just to scare you. I didn't make this stuff up. And I talked about this in a special report we're going to put out later today, but in Secret Rulers of the World that came out over 20 years ago, Harry Shearer, of course, Spinal Tap and so many other great movies, but also The Simpsons, was talking about listening to me over shortwave radio, his family, and how it was some of the best science fiction stuff he'd ever heard, some of the best writing, and that, you know, I was basically a masterful fiction writer. No, I'm not Stephen King. I'm covering what the globalists had in white papers. It sounds unbelievable. Now it's out in the open. If somebody told you this would be going on 20 years ago, you wouldn't believe it. But they were setting it all up. They were planning it. They were laying it all out. And so going along with it only puts you in more jeopardy. Biden is striking out, of course, to ruin the military. He's striking out to ruin women's sports. He's striking out to just overturn all basic common sense and teach us that 2 plus 2 does not equal 4. It equals whatever they say. We'll also be laying all of that out. But focusing on Biden is really a distraction. You have to focus on who controls him. The Davos Group is now meeting as we speak, plotting their next power grab, and only becoming aware of this global order and the controllers do we have any shot at turning the tide against them. All right, back to Owen Schroyer on live transmission, and I'll see you coming up at the bottom of the hour.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a lot developing here today. We're going to have all the latest breaking news for you on the Alex Jones Show. All the latest breaking news at Infowars.com. There is one unifying presence in America today, and that's nobody likes Joe Biden. Nobody likes Kamala Harris. Only the most brainwashed mainstream media, mainstream entertainment stooges can even stand Joe Biden and Kamala Harris being in the White House. And of course, voters' remorse for Joe Biden is already off the charts. But of course, we're seeing what Joe Biden was really all about, and that's the China first. China first. New world order. Lawmakers are coming after Trump supporters, coming after military vets, and they now even want to rewrite the military and purge all Trump supporters or conservatives from the military. They are now proposing that legislation in Congress as we speak, as Biden surpasses 30 executive orders, a record, most executive orders in a president's first week. That's an authoritarian.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of. And you know you're getting good food at a very good price. And you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in for the long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow comrades, it is Monday, January 25th, 2021. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer here sitting in for Alex. We are going to be hearing from Alex throughout the broadcast, including live in T-minus 25 minutes. Well, if you wanted to hurt the United States, if you wanted to permanently do damage to the United States and weaken it, or say you were a global power like China, and you wanted a new world order to be in your favor, in your dominance, you would have to do something about the United States of America. And if you could, you'd want to weaken the military, you'd want to weaken the culture, you'd want to divide the people, you'd want to get the people to hate their own history, their own culture, hell, their own skin color, you would propagandize the youth, you would buy up the Hollywood celebrities and entertainers, you would buy up all the major sports leagues so you could control that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the formula that is being used right now by China, plus many other factors. They don't have any limits on their pollution. They don't have any minimum wage. They have slave labor. So they get all the advantages. And then you, the American, in the free market that industrialized the West, ended slavery, liberated women. No, see, you're the bad guy. You have to pay for it all. And now you don't even get to elect a president. China just gets to install whoever they want, and in this case, that someone is Joe Biden. But you see, Biden doesn't even know what's going on. You notice you don't see much from Joe. You don't hear much from Joe. Joe's day is pretty low energy. He rolls out of bed maybe around 8 if he can do it, if he can hack it that day. They pump him up with meds. They get him all rolled up. They tell him what's going on. He kind of has to open it. Huh? He says, okay, Joe. It's time to get dressed. It's time to get ready, Joe. He puts on his suit. He gets his tie. He gets all ready, and then he gets shuffled over to the desk. He gets shuffled over. He gets guided to the desk, where they have a stack of executive orders and then two microphones, and he sits down and he signs the executive order. And then he goes to the podium and reads a speech that he has no idea what it's about. And then he calls a lid because he needs more meds, he needs more attention, and quite frankly, he's just drained of energy. And so that's Joe Biden. That's the New World Order puppet. That's the Chinese-owned
operative who, yes, got locked out of the White House in symbolic fashion, in natural, real-world irony, locked out of the White House because it's not his. So he had to break and enter into the White House because he doesn't belong there. Isn't that wild? But if you were the Chinese Communist Party puppet in the White House, what would you do? Well, there'd be two things on your agenda. You'd want to make us energy dependent. Oh, Biden did that. Canceled all federal drilling or oil deals. Canceled the Keystone Pipeline. And then had it send it out on Warren Buffett's train lines straight over to China. Way to go, Joe. So you'd make us energy dependent. You'd ship our energy out. Let other countries have it, like China, instead of bringing it here when we already built the pipeline and had the deal done. And then you would weaken the military, which now the Democrats are moving on two fronts right now. Joe Biden signs an executive order. It's time for transgenders to be back in the military. Hoorah. It's time for the trannies to be back in the military. We can't be bigoted here. Oh, you don't even know what gender you are? You don't know what sex you are? Sounds great. Get in. You're hired. Frontline infantry. In fact, forget about that. You'll be just a general. No military experience. We're going to call you gender transitional general. In fact, it's a new post now. The gender bending general. Gender bending general appointed by Joe Biden. And if you actually look at the executive orders, 30 plus now, three or four of them are transgender stuff. Most of them are just China first, eliminating America first policy from Trump. And you got about 15 COVID nonsensical ones. Again, he doesn't even know what's going on. He just sits down at a desk. There's a stack of executive orders. He just signs them. I mean, talk about how dangerous. We don't even have a president, ladies and gentlemen. The United States of America doesn't currently have a president. And our Congress is bought off and paid for. The media is bought off and paid for. And now that China knows Biden's on the leash with them, they're moving into Taiwan. They're moving into Hong Kong. They're expanding in the South China Sea. They're getting in battles with India at the border. Oh, yeah. Now Walmart's canceling all their deals for Made in America products or buying from China. Headline from CNN. Foreign companies are giving up on the United States and betting big on China. The China stock market's on the rise. Yeah. So what would you do if you wanted to weaken America? Well, you'd do exactly what Joe Biden is doing. You would do to a T what Joe Biden is doing. And in fact, it's already having disastrous effects on people's lives. And so here is one of the men who was working on the Keystone Pipeline in clip four talking about how Joe Biden has already cost them hundreds of jobs.
The numbers of jobs are thousands of jobs. There's Michaels, there's Precision Pipeline that would have affected that the pipeline was going to be constructed. The actions that were happening recently, we're doing station work. There's hundreds of guys that got laid off. Was that Tuesday?
Or any live in Wisconsin?
Yes, a lot of them live in Wisconsin. Yes.
Now, there were so many jobs in the oil industry under President Trump, they couldn't even hire enough people. These are jobs starting at like $70K a year. Biden just said no more of that. Oh, we got a booming energy industry? We got a booming oil industry? And he gets up on the podium, reads off his little teleprompter.
We got to do what's best for American workers. We got to get people back to work. We're going to fix this economy.
Oh, you thousands, tens of thousands in the oil industry? Screw you. We won't ban fracking. We did ban fracking. Oh, and now? Imagine this. You're president of Guatemala, Honduras, Belize. You get a phone call. United States, what's this?
This is someone calling on behalf of Joe Biden. He wants to offer you $4 billion.
For what?
We just want to give it to you. For real.
Mexican leader says Joe Biden offered $4 billion for Central America. Just called him up and said, hey, you want some money?
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use towards their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Hence 2-4-2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Communism in the West. The West is going to break. Back here on the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones coming up here in 10 minutes. We're going to play some other video clips and get some other news here in this segment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, every day we're on air is a blessing. Thanks to you, your support, your prayers, sharing the links. And so keep InfoWars on air today by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of the great supplements, one of the great products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Very highly reviewed, very highly recommended. I recommend it myself. I mix Vitamin Mineral Fusion in with a glass of water and juice every morning to start my day. But I was told, let you know that this is likely to sell out today. I was told to let you know that Vitamin Mineral Fusion is likely to sell out today. And personally, I was actually glad I was told that because I'm going to make sure that I'm stocked up on Vitamin Mineral Fusion before it sells out. And you should do the same. It's 50% off right now. So last day for 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion and potentially the last day to get it before it sells out. So, boost your natural immune systems, start your day off right, Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. That's how I start every morning. You should do the same. It's 50% off. It could be the last day it's available until or if we get another supply in. All right, so you've got the Democrats allied with the Chinese Communists, who have completely cucked the Republican Party, made the Republican Party their bitch. And so now they are bringing in the communist agenda into this entire planet through the West like a vaccine. Because if they can defeat the free market in the West, if they can defeat the rugged individual in the West, in the United States of America, then Chinese totalitarian communism can go worldwide. And that's, of course, the agenda for the One World Government, the UN, the World Health Organization. You're already getting a taste of that with COVID. And so remember, though, Biden said that Trump doesn't know what he's doing. As soon as Biden gets in, he's going to have it under control. He knows what he's doing. Day one, he's going to have the virus under control. That was his thing. I'll have the virus under control. I'll have the virus under control. I'll have the virus under control. But then yesterday he came out and made a statement during a press conference, and I guess he forgot his own campaign issue, because here's what he said yesterday.
If we fail to act, there will be a wave of evictions and foreclosures in the coming months as this pandemic rages on, because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
Nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic now. He said he'd be in control. He said he'd get it under control. All you had to do was vote Biden. You didn't know. Oh, but maybe you did. You just vote Biden and then COVID magically under control. Of course, that was a lie. And it's funny watching all these people squirm about the Biden voters' remorse, which there's not much of because there wasn't much of a Biden vote anyway
But for those that did, oh, they're getting it real, real fast. And they're seeing Americans lose their jobs. And, you know, they are going to try to set Biden up for success with the reopening of the economy. In fact, Gavin Newsom, California psycho, says that he's finally going to lift the home house arrest that everyone was under. He put everyone under house arrest. He's a good commie, a good dictator, destroyed the economy. But see, oh, you can open it back up and they'll show all of these surges in the economy and it'll be, oh my gosh, Biden, oh. Oh, you can just see the media gushing. And it's not even legitimate. They closed the economy for a year. And then they reopen it. And it'll be, oh, Biden is so great. No, you just reopened the economy. You could have done it a year ago. Just look at South Dakota. Perhaps the best example. Unemployment rate went down. Went down. South Dakota unemployment rate went down in 2020. Why? Because they never closed. No pandemic there either. But there are some developments in the fake pandemic. This is a hoot. China now claims that the coronavirus pandemic started in a U.S. lab. Well, I guess technically they're right. It did start in a lab in North Carolina, but it was then sold to China by Obama and Fauci. Or maybe it wasn't even sold. In fact, I don't even know if they got money for that research. But they did transfer it. So that was Fauci and Bill Gates' little baby. And Obama just had to sign off on it. And so Gates and Fauci successfully moved it over to Wuhan. There it is right there. Put it back up. And we had the guest, Dr. Francis Boyle, that explained this a year ago. In fact, probably almost a year ago to today. Maybe around 11 months. So once again, InfoWars Next Year's News Today. And it's so funny because now everybody's admitting it. You turn into mainstream news. They show the Wuhan lab this, Wuhan lab that. So everybody knows it came out of the Wuhan lab now. And but now China is going to shift the blame and say, no, it was you, which there is an element of truth to. We didn't release it onto the world and then cause the collapse of the global economy. They did that. But it was created in a lab in North Carolina run by Fauci. And, of course, Gates had the interest of transferring it because he wants to run all the vaccines. So anything that they're going to release, you know, he needs to know what's up so he can have the vaccine. And then how about this one? Dr. Anthony Fauci is the highest paid employee in the entire U.S. federal government. And, of course, we know that his 2019 salary was $417,000. And they say, oh, he made $400,000 more than President Trump. Well, President Trump didn't make anything. He donated all of his salary. So that dirtbag, that naked roll man, rat man, Anthony Fauci, highest paid government, who killed the U.S. economy. The highest paid government in America, government employee killed our economy. And that rat is still going on TV. And now he says, we need to assume that the British virus strain is going to cause more damage. So more fear mongering to kill the economy from the big pharma, anti-freedom, Nazi tyrant Anthony Fauci. The highest paid federal employee who put you out of a job. The highest paid federal employee who cost you your business. The highest paid federal employee that destroyed the U.S. economy. Anthony Fauci. He should pay every cent of that back. Plus, he actually probably owes America about $500 billion, maybe even a trillion. Let's fork it over, Fauci.
Have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find, and it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this worldwide broadcast. Here we are already January 25th, 2021. Owen Schroyer is back in the Austin InfoWars News Center. I am in Utah, spending some time with family here in God's country. But obviously wild horses couldn't drag me away. There's a point I've meant to make a lot in the last few months on air, but I never really gotten to it, so I'm going to make it right now. Almost every morning I wake up, and I've had a good night's rest. I feel good. And then I get hit like with a ton of bricks that, oh my gosh, we're inside the New World Order. We're inside the Great Reset. And it's only going to get worse until humanity stands up and takes action. It's kind of like, you know, you wake up, you remember you got a family member in the hospital. You wake up, you feel good, you remember the bad news. You wake up, you're in a good mood, you remember your girlfriend just broke up with you 2 days ago. This is 100 times worse than that. And so I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. But the attitude out there of not admitting how much trouble we're in is what is going to allow this to get a lot worse. We are in the middle of a scientific global government takeover designed to collapse the economy and bring in a post-industrial world for 99% of the world population. They have a lot of excuses, a lot of reasons they're doing this, but at the end of the day, it's all about raw power. These are not guardians of the earth, guardians of the galaxy, guardians of God's creation. These are really, really ruthless people that don't follow any of the rules they want for us. And the fact is, the world is repudiating global government and repudiating corporate governance. That's the opposite of free market capitalism. It's a crony capitalist, communist, fascist model that you see in China. It's the model of the world. And that tyranny doesn't come from China. It was set up and designed in China in consultation with the Chinese communists by David Rockefeller, George Herbert Walker Bush, Henry Kissinger, and others. And it's because they've not been held accountable for any of the things they've done. They would now put Joe Biden in, who's incredibly unpopular, and Kamala Harris, who did not get one half of 1% of support when she ran the Democratic primaries. We'll say that again. In nowhere did she ever go above one half of 1 point. No one was that low. But then why did CNN want her? Well, because reportedly Jeff Zucker has had a relationship with her. And that's what this is all about. It's about the power trip of these few elite men, almost all of them white, telling us about how America and freedom is racist and bad to turn all the different groups against each other, collapse the third world with the COVID-19 lockdowns, flood us with third world populations that happen to be brown, while teaching them to hate white people and hate America, even though they're fighting to get here. So it's their admitted plan. The UN does not deny it. And that's what's so frustrating about all this is InfoWars credibility's gone through the roof. Because everything we told you was coming is coming exactly as we said, and it keeps coming as we say. But that is the enemy's weak point. It's not that we're that good. It's that the enemy is so organized that that's their strength, but also their weakness. If you admit that you're under globalist attack, if you admit the masks are a fraud, if you admit the vaccine's a fraud, if you admit everything they do is a lie, if you admit they want to lock you down in your home and keep the borders wide open, if you admit they're organizing the immigrant caravans, if you admit that they're organizing racist minority groups to attack whites all over the world in knockout games and pushing people onto oncoming subway trains, if you admit all of this and start saying no, then their whole plan falls. But if they can accelerate their assault, burn down cities, attack you, get $10.6 billion of public funding to Soros' Black Lives Matter, and let these horrible globalists speak for black people and everybody else, then they're going to win. But that's their strategy. Cloak their Chinese slave camps owned by Apple in Apple giving money to Black Lives Matter. Cloak what all these other companies are doing that's corrupt and bad overseas with, oh, we fund Black Lives Matter. That's all that is their cover. I don't know, you know that and I know that, but they have to be repudiated for the monsters they are, for the authoritarianism they're involved in, how Facebook is used to steal elections all over the world for authoritarians, how all these companies, Google, helps round up the Chinese political dissidents and help build that infrastructure of control. And now they're not exporting the social credit score control grid here. The globalists built it there, tested it there, and are now bringing it to our shores. Now, there are legislatures getting upset. There are some governors getting upset. There's Tulsi Gabbard saying this is martial law. Having the former head of the CIA, the head of the Intelligence Committee, Schiff, the White House press secretary saying we're going to use the military, the CIA, to designate Americans as terrorists for their beliefs and then disrupt their networks and shut them down. Disrupt networks means kill people. Disrupt networks means not just take your bank accounts, folks. It means set you up. So And they go, oh, but it's okay. We're advised by third-party groups. It's like, oh, it's okay. The Nazis took your neighbors away. The neighbors called on them. Oh, it's okay. The Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL said so. So when you see the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center hate map of a lot of it, Baptist churches, pro-life groups, you name it, that's an attack grid. That's where to send the bullets and the firebombs. Every couple days, a church gets firebombed. A Hispanic Baptist mainline church that preaches basically standard Southern Baptist stuff. Stuff you learn, stuff I heard in any Baptist church I went to. Just for simply saying homosexuality is damaging and wrong, they also say infidelity is not good. You know, I really respect people I know that are, don't cheat on their wives. That's a manly thing to do. And again, I've never claimed I'm the perfect person out here. But the point is that it's their right to say whether it's true, whether it's not. They were firebombed last night. And on Facebook, the LBGT group, LBGTPQXYZ group that did it, or was associated with it, bragged about it. They tried to have the church shut down. These are authoritarians. They don't care if China's got 3 million slaves, just Muslim slaves alone, 1 million Christians and Buddhists in slave camps. They love that. They don't care if China executes homosexuals. What they want is to go in and bully. You see that Catholic church? That pro-life church had everybody run into it, screaming, breaking stuff last week? Bunch of weird leftists? This is them doing their Maoist brigade, doing their intimidation, making their move. What do you think transgender in the military is about? It's about wrecking the military. You can't have women in frontline combat. That wrecks any military. Everybody knows that. Well, now we're going to have dudes that say they're women and women that say they're dudes. And, oh, don't worry, though. Maybe pull up some of those photos of all the top wrestlers in women's wrestling now are huge dudes choking out little girls. And they even keep their testicles and genitals. They even get to have the testosterone the women don't have because they said they're a woman. And now they've got thousands of pervert cases a month of pervs going into bathrooms, going into women's showers at YMCAs. And the women see a man walk in with an erect penis. And they run out and cry. And the YMCA says, hey, it's okay. He's a woman. You know, this doesn't make sense. It makes perfect sense. It's the sabotage of civilization. It's the takedown of civilization. And what did Biden say in his executive order last week? They're not just going to say that men can be in all women's sports. But now, because of all these lawsuits and states passing laws overturning it, he went further. He said, we're going to provide money for OBGYN, full gynecological services for cervixes, vaginas, uteruses, and ovaries, including surgeries, to biological men that have male genitals. Now, that's and you go, that doesn't make sense. They have fired in the UK and the US nurses that will not give crazy homeless men, in the two cases I've seen, they come in and they say, give me a pap smear. And he pulls off his underwear, and the nurses responded, you know, in one of the cases that he had extremely large male genitals. He was laughing at her, had a full mustache and beard, and vomiting. That's who the globalists have unleashed is these demons. Going, give me my rights, be nice to me. That's called psychological rape. That's called throwing your weight around. What do you think drag queen story time is? Literal videos we've shown you at schools and other areas like libraries where there's a weird fat pervert man with a big wig on and little girls and boys jumping on their genitals and then weird sick women getting off on how weird it is. These are sickos who want to overturn society.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Broadcasting worldwide in defense of human liberty.
Honored to be here, folks.
From enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Look at that headline on Infowars.com for TV viewers. Radio listeners, please go get it and share it. Breaking: America now officially under UN directed martial law. Watch live. That is not a clickbait. That is the reality. An outgoing congresswoman from Hawaii, Tulsi Gabbard, one of the only Democrats that's decent. She's like an old-fashioned Democrat, Army veteran, you name it. She came out and said, this is martial law, and we need to decry all these Democrat officials calling for literal secret police to be turned loose against the American people. And now, I was reading a CNN article today. It's like, well, almost all the charges are for being in a federal building unauthorized. Almost no one actually broke anything or did anything. But that's the low-hanging fruit. Now the FBI is going to go after the actual organized groups. Well, we know who the organized groups are. They bragged about what they did. And it's very suspect that nothing's happened to those groups. Extremely suspect. And I'll be talking more about that later. The actual groups that planned it. The actual groups that launched the first attack and broke down the doors and got in. Antifa and another group. And then another group of mainly patriots did have some infiltrators, and they got suckered in as well. So yeah, once they got a big crowd going, they got out of 200,000 people a couple hundred to go inside. They've already charged 125. But who's been charged for violence? The most deadly attack in U.S. history, world history, worse than Pearl Harbor. I've got an ABC news clip and a CBS news clip where they're comparing this to World War II. and saying we've got to re-educate all these Nazis. They're saying if you were a Trump supporter and voted for Trump, you can't be in the military or federal service. I mean, that's the real Nazi Germany. Owen Schroyer, you're there in the ATX. This isn't about us tooting our horn. It's about listeners now realizing they want us off air, not because we're lying, but because we've told the truth and we're raising the alarm. Is it not incredible to see 100% tyranny in our face, and we're not really seeing any real action against it? It's with a totally unpopular Chi-Com agent president moving to shut down the economy completely, obviously stole the election. You know, the good news is people didn't actually vote this guy in, but, oh, that's the big evil. You're not allowed to say that, even though Democrats said, we will not accept Trump when he wins. We will fight all the way through, and we will have our own government and secede. That was in the New York Times, that John Podesta was advising Democrats to secede and break the country up and have a civil war. But, oh, my God. Some provocateurs broke into the Capitol and four citizens died, and then a cop died of a heart attack and tumor or brain damage or something. They can't even say he actually died from this, but that was like a stroke or heart attack. But again, the most deadly thing in history, free speech is gone. We've got to arrest all the patriots. Southern Poverty Law Center attack maps, ADL attack maps, you know, where they put a red dot on your church, your business, your bookstore, burn it down, attack, attack. Go to the Family Research Council, start firing your weapons, attack, attack. I mean, that's the real groups doing this, Owen.
Well, imagine if the Democrats were actually honest about what they were doing, and this is why we haven't really seen any pushback on a mass scale, because the media is in their pocket and they're not honest. 4 years ago, if the Democrats would have said, or the media even, it's one and the same, would have said, anybody who supports Trump, we're going to politically persecute you. We're going to try to put you in jail. We're going to try to end your business. We're going to come after your family. We're going to come after. People would have been like, what? What is going on? But now here we are. If the Democrats were being honest, they would say, all right, look, we're at war with America. Biden's working for China. And we want to put you in jail. We want to throw you in jail. We want to end your business. We don't want you to have banking. So they're just not honest. And that's why we don't have the pushback. These people are at war with us, Alex. They want us in debt.
That's right.
They want us enslaved, and they want us with nothing. No property, no assets, no family, no speech, no guns, nothing.
That's right. This is a globalist, multinational takeover. They've been setting up for decades. It's here. We warned you. But the good news is it's so illegal and so corrupt, we can stop it. Don't believe them when they say you're not allowed to question an election. Don't believe them when you're allowed to say that Joe Biden isn't your president. Whether that was right or wrong, it's your right to say it. But it's actually true. Here's Tulsi Gabbard on two different Fox News programs, saying what Republicans and others should be saying. I mean, we're not hearing much on White House press briefings, not just Brennan, repeating 4 days after Brennan said this on Monday. On Friday, the press secretary said, yes, we're going to arrest people for their views. The CIA is watching you. Total attempt at intimidation. Well, guess what? The globalists couldn't beat the North Vietnamese. And the globalists can't beat their jihadis. They actually run themselves. So if they actually want to get going down that road in that war, there's not going to be a war against the actual military they try to send for us. It's going to be that very military, I guarantee you, in the final equation, that's going to deal with the CIA leftist communist scumbags giving them those orders. They are literally pushing us into war. Biden started all these new wars. These are criminals. These are maniac psychos, ladies and gentlemen. And they really want blood because they've never actually been in a fight. They all want to play soldier like they're playing Risk or Dungeons and Dragons. Hey, liberals, this isn't Dungeons and Dragons, dumbasses. This isn't Dungeons and Dragons, you dumb schmucks. All right, let's go ahead and go to Tulsi Gabbard.
You surprised at pushing forward with this extra surveillance on would-be domestic terror?
It's so dangerous. You know, as you guys have been talking about, this is an issue that all Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians should be extremely concerned about, especially because we don't have to guess about where this goes or how this ends. When you have people like former CIA Director John Brennan openly talking about how he's spoken with or heard from appointees and nominees in the Biden administration who are already starting to look across our country for these types of movements similar to the insurgencies they've seen overseas, that in his words, he says, make up this unholy alliance of religious extremists, racists, bigots. He lists a few others and adds at the end, even libertarians. So when you look at their process and they start looking at, okay, what characteristics are we looking for as we're building this profile of a potential extremist, what are we talking about? Religious extremists? Are we talking about Christians, evangelical Christians? What is a religious extremist? Is it somebody who's pro-life? I mean, where do you take this? You start looking at, okay, well, obviously you have to be a white person, obviously likely male, libertarians. Well, if anybody who...
Back this up 10 seconds. She's reading directly what they said. Of course, communists are never on the list. Of course, socialists, Antifa that actually burned down whole neighborhoods and police stations, they're never on the list. But again, we don't want them on the list. You don't use the Pentagon and the CIA against domestic groups. You use the FBI. By the way, the FBI is not even asking for these powers. This is the left demanding all of this. Let's continue.
Inside their house, or people who, you know, attended a Trump rally. Once you start walking this down the path, you see where it leads to a very dangerous undermining of our civil liberties, mm-hmm. our freedoms in our Constitution, and a targeting of almost half of the country.
So, Congresswoman, we saw some really disgusting pictures of brave men and women who traveled from across the country to protect the Capitol, sleeping on cement, sleeping in parking garages, not having anywhere to go to the bathroom. I just felt so terrible, especially because of the fact, did they really need to be there in that large number?
Now, first of all, it made me so angry to see all of these different images coming from National Guard soldiers, really posting the reality of the situation that they were in, being shoved into the parking garage that's freezing cold, all strewn about, lying on the ground, really being discarded as though they don't even matter. Meanwhile, as you said, our troops, National Guard soldiers, some of whom I've served with, you know, 200 came from Hawaii, went to Washington, D.C., answered that call to serve like everybody else, only to be mistreated in this way. No, to answer your question, the militarization of our nation's capital was not only unnecessary. Yes, we need to make sure that this transition of power happens peacefully and safely, but to send that message both to the American people and to the world that somehow our nation's capital is under attack and threat of a siege, of taking over. I just don't think that's the message that we want to send to the American people and to the world, especially as we conduct this peaceful transition of power.
And everybody wanted to have beefed up security. We're not saying they didn't need security.
Okay, that's enough. You wouldn't shut that down. These are both like 10-minute long interviews. They're both on Infowars.com. Now, the headline is Tulsi Gabbard's asked Joe Biden, are we under martial law? Well, that's like asking the blue sky, is it a blue sky? Yes, the COVID is martial law. This is introducing tyranny to you. And now in blue states, they put it, according to computers, just like they do in Europe, what can be open, what can't. And they arbitrarily decide. It's total power. It's called a technocracy. We're going to go to break. I'm going to spend some more time with Owen. They'll be taking over the rest of the transmission today. Please don't forget, Vitamineral Fusion will be sold out today. And I've kept it discounted. There it is. It's great for your immune system. It's a great product. It's great for overall health. We have our liquid turmeric that's also selling out in the next few days, but I'm keeping that discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. That's not bodies. It's amazing as well. That's the dried turmeric, super high quality extract. This is liquid extract. It's selling out. Only a few hundred bottles left. InfoWarsStore.com. Please support us there. It's a great product. Stay with us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.